last one of the week, and I love this because it's come on the back of one that we heard last week. Hey, Niall and Show, please keep me in on. I heard your dilemma last week about the lad who had a bath in his house with the girl and the mother brought the snacks in.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I thought you should hear this. I'm seeing a guy for a month and he also lives at home. So it has been tough to get time to ourselves. I'm sure that's a problem for a lot of people. He asked me over on Friday night and we had a really nice time. When it was time to go to bed, I was kind of giddy. Got to his room and he walked in first and then he turned to me really serious and said, up to you, top bunk or bottom bunk?
No. No.
I genuinely thought he was having a laugh, but no, he was serious. We went to bed and I slept on the bottom bunk. It was very weird. And when I woke up in the morning, he leaned over and said, morning, let's get some Coca Pops. So many questions for you. Am I dating a man, child? Is it normal to have bunk beds as an adult? Thoughts, please. Okay. I will look at, you know what, if there was ever a place to come to answer a question like this and to get some thoughts on it, you've come to the absolute right place. Because I know, you know, even last week when we covered the bath situation, I know people end up in these scenarios and we meet people out all the time, you know, like I'll meet someone in the supermarket or in a pub and they'll say, can you believe your man, you know, and I'll say, yeah, like I think it is just one of those things that when you hear or you're witness to something like this, you want to go somewhere else to find out whether or not you're going mad. You're not going mad. As somebody who always wanted bunk beds as a child, I can understand how it's a bit of a novelty.
Did you not fall out of the beds though? No. I was terrified of bunk beds.
I didn't have a bunk bed. I really wanted one.
I wouldn't have wanted one because I was scared of falling out.
I do think it's a little bit strange to invite somebody over to your house on a date and expect that you're going and like you're going to be getting cozy and lovely and not even sleep on the same like bunk
level.
Yeah.
Tier. I'm on like the same tier.
The fact that you genuinely slept in the bunk beds. Now look,
I'm
you
puzzled,
could.
Right?
You,
yeah,
yeah, we're confused.
So look, there's a lot of people who are living at home or have moved back home to save money for more, all that kind
of
thing.
That's understandable.
Why would mom or whoever's in the house not have got rid of the bunk beds as a grown adult and just put in a normal bed? I don't get that unless he's only moved back recently to his childhood bedroom.
Because
like I saw this in, I was watching over Christmas, that movie Big. Tom Hanks, but he is actually 12.
He had bunk beds, so that's totally fair. I would be very much on your side of the opinion that I would find it very odd, but I wouldn't write somebody off.
A bit of crack, come on.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't write somebody off, like as in be like, oh, I'm not going to see him again just because the bunk beds. But my issue
proper
with that would be my issue would be not having a laugh about it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That like he's really serious, and I'd be there cracking up.
Yeah, or like he wouldn't have said something in advance or even on the way in, wait till you see what I've got in here. It was just like top or bottom. It's a very matter of fact.
Yeah,
wasn't
I think that bit would put me off more than the actual bunk bed. I think it'd be a bit of crack to go on a sleepover and sleep in bunk beds, don't get me wrong. But when he leans over the next morning and says the Coca Pops, you would genuinely feel like you were on a friendship date. I'd love to know, is there anybody else that has bunk beds as an adult? Like, is maybe they're coming back in and we don't know or something?
About that. I don't know.
There is nothing.
Now, all he's missing is, you know, those special like beds that are like in the shape of a car or something, you know, the whole frame.
Didn't Joey have one of them?
Did he?
Didn't he have a racing car? Didn't he get a race car by accident in Friends, actually? Honestly, I don't think we're going to be inundated with advice for you rather than, you know, don't write him off. If there's other redeeming qualities, if he's a nice guy, then maybe he's worth another sleepover.
Okay, let's get your thoughts. What would you say to our emailer? 085 102 9103.
I'd rather have a bowl of Cocoa Pops.
Did they do any smooching or anything, or was it just like straight into your PJs and straight to bed?
It sounds like they went to bed, doesn't it? They went to their separate bunks and they had a sleepover. And now she's questioning everything. She doesn't know what's going on. A lot of theories, a lot of thoughts, to be fair. Paul said, did you enjoy the sleepover? Literally. Mm-hmm. I had bunks at 8 or 9, but maybe your place is better equipped.
Maybe.
That's true, actually. Do you know what I mean? You could have him back.
Yeah, Darren was on to us from Waterford. Says, number one, the bunk bed is some crack. Number two, it wasn't Joey who had the car bed. Monica bought a regular bed from the Mattress King. When it arrived, she wasn't there, but Phoebe was. Phoebe signed for it, not realising it was a race car. There you go.
There's a lot more info about Friends.
A lot of Friends vibes this morning.
For the day that's in it.
Okay, let's get a couple of the thoughts on this.
You're not going to read that one out?
Which one?
The one that's a little bit kind of like...
No, I'm not.
No,
are
you not?
No.
I thought you'd read it.
Millie was on to us from Waterford, a very strong defender of the bunk.
Hello. Yeah, it's good to have bunk beds because if you have a small house on guests, also if you've got students coming to stay, they can share a room. Okay. Then if you don't use the bunk bed, you can use it as a shelf. So sometimes it's actually good to have one in the house. It's Millie here.
Millie, do you sell beds? You really are doing a push there for the bunk
beds.
Yeah,
because you're, like, as you say, if you have a small house and you're thinking about storage, it serves its purpose in two ways. Millie, I thank you. I think this is really good insight.
Okay, we'll take one more. Joe was on to us.
Okay, I feel like if he can't laugh at the lunacy of that situation, then he just doesn't have a sense of humour. And for that reason, I would say bye-bye. Nothing to do with the bunk beds, but the fact that he can't even laugh about it, that's why I'd say bye-bye. He has no sense of humour.
Mm. Yeah, do you know what? That's what I was kind of getting at. If it was a jokey thing and it was a funny
a
little like thing that you could laugh about together, then I'd do you know what? Then I would be like, he's a keeper. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Mm. We're going to have a good time together. But if he genuinely is just like,
this is normal.
Yeah, well, then maybe you just need to. I mean, I'd go again and I'd give him another chance.
Maybe take the top bunk to see what it's like.
You might
next
have more
time.
Fun. You might.